O Talia Rikihana is the kaihautu of Whariki Te Tai Tokorau, supporting Māori business entrepreneurs and leaders across the north through initiatives that strengthen economic resilience, governance capability and community development. Kia ora tātou koe, te tuahine tēnā koe, Talia. Thanks for joining us on Itarangi Wāte. Ko Dale tēnei?
Kia ora, Dale.
Tēnā koe.
Mōrena.
Hey, Māori business. We've got our own way of getting into business, and our bottom lines aren't always the same as just purely commercial operators. We have goals to get a successful business going, perhaps be able to employ some of our whānau in these small businesses, and hopefully grow them into large ones. But your latest pānui shows that Māori business faced lower sales, employment and exports earlier this year, yet confidence is improving. Tell us about this confidence and how important it is too, as we are acknowledged as a very entrepreneurial people, Talia. Set us up with some kōrero about business and indeed about the whāriki and Tai Tokorau.
Oh, yeah, kia ora. Well, I guess firstly, to probably acknowledge our whānau in Te Tai Tokorau, you know, we're in pretty volatile times at the moment, not just in economy, you know, all of the various kaupapa that are happening, politics just being one of them. And so, you know, for our whānau out there on the ground at Whariki, we've got 700 plus Māori businesses that we tautoko, and we work very closely with them daily, hourly, weekly in mentorship programs, wānanga, and always building resources to support them in all the ways. And so with that mahi comes a real clear understanding of the day-to-day, struggles that do come up for them, as well as, you know, when the successes happen as well. And so for us, I think, yeah, some of those stats that we sent out in our recent pānui are very real. One thing we've identified and we've been, I guess, supporting through resources at Whariki in Te Tai Tokorau is supporting the ability to, I think for us as Māori, we know how to adapt. Adaptation is not, you know, it's in our bones, it's in our whakapapa. But for our whānau, it's actually navigating that adaptation. How do we navigate, as our tupuna did, the challenges as they arise, and forecast appropriately so that we can come out the other side and celebrate together? Whariki has been established as a connection platform for Pākehi Māori, but really, I'll be honest, I'm really proud to say that we've kind of moved from that, and part of what we get to do is adapt and navigate those changes with our whānau, and build the trajectory which we're on at the moment, supported through Foundation North and their funding. We've just become an incorporated charity ourselves. So I guess for us, we know the journey that these Pākehi are on, the founders as well, and can support them at every stage, whether it be really well-established Pākehi that have been operating kind of 15 to 20, 30 years that are looking for that ability to scale. It's kind of going, okay, what does the landscape look like now? What does scaling even look like? You know, for someone who's been in business 20, 30 years, there's so many new tools and, skill sets out there that are available at our fingertips. So giving them that accessibility is really key right now.
Tēnā koe, Talia Rikihana is with us.
That's a lot of information, eh?
No, it's cool information. When you said you've got 700 businesses aligned with Whariki and Tai Tokorau, I thought, well, gee, I'd love a list of those businesses, because, you know, if more of us took the time to investigate Māori companies when we're trying to access goods and services and supported those companies, you know, we'd create a sort of a Māori go-around money, which I think is a good kaupapa. But to be honest, sis, I don't know where the list of Māori businesses are to be found. Is there a comprehensive list of these businesses easily accessible?
Absolutely. So we have a Pākehi directory on our Whariki website. So if you head to Whariki, that sounds a bit of a prompt, but whariki.co.nz, and you link into the tab section with our directory, you can pop in and filter via region, via, I think, whakapapa even in there, and via trade, via industry as well. And it'll bring up the ones that are now whānau that have registered themselves on the on there, that have a website, that are capable to deliver. And they, yeah, you can access it through there. So there is a directory online. We'd love to get it to an app, which I think is, you know, again, kind of increasing that accessibility via our fingertips and things like that. That's on the horizon. And part of my goal is to try and get it to an app feature so that we can have it even more accessible and more of our whānau, readily available and accessible for, you know, whether it be plumbing, an accountant, marketing, social media person, whatever that solution is you're searching for, checking it out on our directory and being able to go directly to their website or social media page is a really cool tool we have.
I've got it right here in front of me. So just if you're interested to follow that through that Talia's recommended, go to Whariki, and the directory is there, and it says search for products and services of 1,400 Pākehi Māori on the Whariki Business Directory. Mm-hmm. So there we are. You can go there any time. Applications, Talia, are now open for the next intake of Tūrunga Anamata, the governance and directorship program, particularly for the Uri of the North, Ngāpuhi. Why is investing in the next generation of governors and decision makers so critical for the future of Tai Tukura, Talia?
Yeah, so that initiative is it's the second round, actually, through Tupu Tonu. And we've got a really cool relationship with them where we support in various kaupapa that they roll out across Tai Tokiro. And they actually approached me last week or a couple of weeks ago and said, hey, we're going to be rolling this out again. We'd really love to be able to get this out to our whānau and the Whariki network. And so, yeah, we jumped at the chance. And the reason being, I think any opportunity to increase our Māori leaders' capability and governance and healthy, wealthy leadership is always something that we'll jump at. Constantly we are supporting Māori businesses and understanding actually what even governance looks like. You know, it's kind of a bit of a hypocritical kupu to use for Māori, right, when we're considering governance, because this is not how we typically operate. You know, we have hierarchy and rangatira, but governance is not our, it's not our kupu. So, however, if there is an ability for our leaders, our business owners, entrepreneurs that are considering growing businesses and acquiring shareholders or building out stakeholder models and strategies that require other executives to be a part of their kaupapa, I think it's absolutely critical that they jump on the opportunity. There's only 10 seats for this three-year intake, and it closes on Friday the 11th of September, I think. So we're very keen to get as many of our whānau applying for this. I'm even considering myself because it's such a great opportunity.
Tēnā koe, Talia. I note that 40 businesses recently took part in the Whakapakari Pākehi Business Continuity Wānanga, you might explain. What were some of the key lessons from that kaupapa and talking about resilience and planning, etc.?
Yeah, good pātai. Who's in your waka was one of the strongest kōrero to come out of that. You know, when we're, as business owners, they're constantly being told, where's your business plan? Where's your one-page business plan? And how have you created that? And where is it sitting in your Google Drive? And something that we're really, really, I guess, insistent on at Whariki here in Tai Tokiro is continuity planning. How are you ensuring that you're looking 5 to 10 to 20 to 100 years ahead? Because we know we build not just for ourselves, but for our moko and our mokopuna, mokomokos. And so, you know, building out a business continuity plan, which is the Whakapakari Pākehi Wānanga that we hosted in support of MBIE and Potoma Trust. They supported us to roll that out, and we identified a lot of the businesses in attendance were navigating how to build their po, or the people that sit in their waka, effectively that can build sustainable business models, and knowing when to, you know, do an audit on their waka and what that even looks like. So those are some of the key things. Also understanding, you know, on a scale of, you know, 1 to 5, I think it was, we used, where the different assets sit sit for skill assets sit for them. So for example, mā tauranga, and so knowledge, you know, where does that sit on a scale of 1 to 5 for them? Or their brand alignment or their brand consistency, where does that sit? And one of the things that actually stood out to me in the most recent wānanga we had at NAFA was the diversity in the room. You know, we had people from the health sector saying, you know, mā tauranga is number one for me, and I put marketing was number three, and finances was number five. You know, and it's like, oh, okay. And then the other people on the other side of the room that had doctorates and, you know, all the letters at the end of their name, PhDs, for them it was their brand in the market and who they were to our people. And so some of those things really stood out to us to identify, okay, why is that? And how do we increase that, not vulnerability, but knowledge around how those things sit for them in the industries that they operate in? Yeah. Those were really cool outcomes that we identified with our people.
Yeah, nice way of communicating the, your enthusiasm for business. You know, it can be a lonely mahi sometimes when you're going into bat for yourself. But you know, it makes sense for us to wānanga with each other and share perspectives because, you know, back in the day there were stats about small businesses and so many fold in the first 2 years. You know, we have strength, we have ability, we're not afraid of hard work. And so, you know, if you combine everything together, get your structures right and your compliance and reporting back office stuff right, there's no reason why you can't run a very successful Māori business. There are plenty of them out there, 1,400 on the Whariki website as we speak. And Talia Orikihana kindly with us. Lovely to meet you, Talia. Thanks very much.
You too,
Dale. Tēnā koe. Keep up the good work up there. Mauri ora kia koe. Tēnā koe. Thank you.